My name is Cynthia. I'm the mom of Jack. Jack is our 10-year-old who came to us from China when he was 9. And when he was in China, he didn't have really any special vision services in school. So what he had learned was what he had learned in an auditory fashion. And Jack has coloboma in both eyes, which means his eyes didn't form totally when he was in utero, and as a result, he has strabismus and nystagmus, and resulting pretty low vision.
What tips do you want to share with other parents about rearing a young child with a visual impairment?
It's so important to make sure this doesn't become the focus of the kid's identity. Our kid has low vision, but he's also a very talented, able, wonderful kid, and we want him to know that that the low vision isn't such a big part of who he is. We just have to work with it. And so I think it's important to keep that in mind, and also to do little things like try to anticipate where he might need an extra tip. Like when we went to scout camp, we had to put little orange flags all around the tent lines, just so he wouldn't trip and embarrass himself or hurt himself, and little things like that. And to always kind of be aware of how it's looking, how things are looking through his eyes. Because when a kid has, not blind, but has functional vision, but low vision, there's no definitive line as to what that student's needs really are. So we have to be constantly looking at what we can do to help him, but not making a big deal about it in front of him.